Hello, this is David Kemp, welcoming you to this week's update on happenings in the world of sec change. In this episode, we recap the outcomes of the July working group session, look at the designation of changes into the sec for November 2019 sec release, and recap all the open consultations you may want to respond to. So we begin with our July working group meeting, which was held on Wednesday. This month, we looked at five modifications. An update on Proposal 10, looking at introducing triage arrangements for communications hubs, was given by the DCC. The next steps are for proposer and other interested parties to meet with the DCC and their communications hub triage provider, after which this modification will be discussed again at the August meeting. It was agreed the solution proposed for Proposal 13, looking at smart meter device diagnostics and triage, is not economically viable. An alternative solution is being discussed at the SSE meeting on Wednesday, the 10th of July, after which we'll know the next steps to this proposal. Proposal 67, looking at traffic management for the DCC systems, was discussed at length. Although the proposed solution was supported by the working group, attendees agree that they would like to gather some further information around how this will affect SEC partners in the future to ensure the solution is future-proof. We'll be investigating this further with the DCC, and this will be discussed again at a future working group session. During a discussion around Proposal 75, looking at the arrangements around third-party metering service providers, there was some opposition to proposed changes. It was felt this modification should be put on hold while BEIS carry out some investigations into the commercial arrangements it requires suppliers to sign up to, which the proposer agreed to do. Finally, it was agreed that Proposal 76, looking at clarifying ambiguity around how payment defaults are handled, should proceed to refinement consultation to get the views of the industry. This consultation will be issued early next week. The full notes from the working group meeting will be published on our website towards the end of next week. Yesterday, we designated the changes to SMETS, CHIPS and GBCS for the November 2019 SEC release into the SEC. The new versions of the documents, SMETS version 4.2, CHIPS version 1.3, and GBCS version 3.2, will become effective on 7th November. You can download these on the SEC page of our website. The changes for DOIT and MMC version 3.1 are available in draft form on the developing SEC page of our website, and will be designated into the SEC on 7th November when the release goes live. A final call for responses to our open SEC modification consultations. The refinement consultation for Proposal 53, looking at amending target response times, closes on Monday, the 8th of July. The modification report consultations for Proposal 71, looking at second-comer charging for high and low volume gateway connections. Proposal 73, looking at clarifying the rules amending the SMUCI repository. And Proposal 74, looking at clarifying how to attain SMUCI certificates following user entry testing, will all close on Tuesday, the 9th of July. If you want to respond to any of these, you can download the consultations from our website, fill in the response form enclosed, and send this to us at sec.change@gemserve.com. There are also a couple of BEIS consultations to note. On 18th of June, a consultation on amendments to the SEC to support go-live of initial DCC SMETS 1 servers operating capability was issued. These changes will support the interoperability of SMETS 1 devices when consumers change energy supplier. The consultation also covers the date on which the changes should be incorporated into the SEC. Responses to this are sought by Tuesday, the 9th of July. And on Monday, BEIS issued a consultation on amendments to a number of license conditions to support the special administration arrangements for the DCC introduced as part of the 2018 Smart Meters Act. The affected licenses include standard conditions of electricity supply licenses, gas shipper licenses, and transmission licenses, as well as a special condition of National Grid's gas transportation license and the DCC license. Responses to this consultation are sought by the 9th of August. You can find further details on these BEIS consultations under the latest news section of our website, and if you respond to either of these, please send your replies to smartmetering@beis.gov.uk. And that's it for this week. If you haven't already done so, do have a listen to our special episode published on Monday on Modification Proposal 53. You can download this from our website. And if you have any comments on our modcasts, please do let us know. But until next time, farewell.